This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. Talk Back Thursday with Caroline and Uma. That number is 0377109000. You can text us your thoughts, as always, on 0162019000. And, of course, tweet us at BFM Radio. Today, we're asking you the question, are public demonstrations healthy for Malaysia? It's been 4 days since Bersih 4.0, the massive 34-hour protest we saw. The largest protest in our political history, actually. Scores of Malaysians took to the streets in a show of solidarity.
Yep, for, as we know, free and fair elections, a transparent government, the right to demonstrate, strengthening the parliamentary democracy system, saving the national economy. Now, for the most part, the rally was a huge success. It does depend very much on who you ask. And at the moment, much of the rhetoric, the news we're seeing is focused on other issues. You know, the cleanup bills, the number of protesters that showed up, age group profiles, even racial representation, what that composition was. So a lot of that is being analyzed at this point. The feel-good factor is still very high up there.
Yeah, the feel-good factor is definitely very high. And like you said, Caroline, peripheral issues are there. Some of the Bersih organizers have been called in for questioning by the police. And of course, our minister in the Prime Minister's department, Dato' Nazri Aziz, had said that he doesn't see a need for it. He said yesterday that, that the fact that the protest went off peacefully with no violence shows that Malaysia is becoming a vibrant democracy. You sound skeptical.
No, absolutely not. It's just that, you know, it's in direct contradiction almost to what Dato' Paul Lau, the integrity minister, had to say about it this morning.
Well, he was talking
about the MACC.
He wasn't speaking about the protest in particular, but mm-hmm. he was talking about the MACC and its independence and how important it is for an institution like that to remain independent, and what must be done if that independence is ever threatened. Here's Paul Lau.
And for me, I would say the protection of the institution does not rest with just the government or minister by myself, but it must be also the responsibility of the civil society. And if anybody touches the sanctity and the independence and capacity of this institution, I believe the people should be very vocal. They should criticize, and if necessary, they should go to the street. You know, I do admire, or envy, I suppose, the situation in Indonesia when hostility comes against the KPK, which is the agency there. The first thing happened is the people will protest on the street to defend that institution against whoever. And I believe that the civil society in Malaysia has got a role to play.
That is Dato' Paul Lau. He's the integrity minister. Interesting statement. So, you know, we've got two dissenting ministers already, Nazri Aziz and Paul Lau, compared to the other, chorus of ministers who have condemned the Bersih rally outright.
So what he's saying is that, you know, the people have a role to play. You need to take to the streets if necessary, if you feel that strongly about it. And I think that, you know, as we think about it, this question of whether or not the rally was a success really needs to come to the fore, right? So this is arguably still a new form of expression for many Malaysians, you know, but it had record-breaking turnout numbers, certainly from the pictures. And moving forward, if public demonstrations such as Bersih are to act as vehicles of change, then there is a need for this conversation to go beyond immediate demands and into the impact.
And that's the question we're asking you today. We're asking you about public demonstrations. Do you think they are something that is healthy for Malaysia? The number to call, 0377109000. You can text us your thoughts on 0162019000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Are public demonstrations healthy for Malaysia? Grace for Saints and Ramblers, Iron and Wine on BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 0377109000. Text 0162019000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're on with Caroline and Uma. Talkback Thursday. You heard the man. 0377 109 000 is that all important number. Call us. We're asking you today about public demonstrations, like what just happened over the last weekend. We're asking you if such demonstrations are healthy for Malaysia. We have Monty on the line. Hey, Monty. Good evening. Hi. What do you say?
Hey. Oh. Well. The answer is yes. It was a very healthy thing to do.
And tell us why, Monty.
Well, sometimes we just need an avenue to say what we wanted to say, what we disagree, without being unruly. And we just do it nicely. And by being there, our numbers count. We already say what we need to say and go home. That's it.
And but is that what it is, and is there all to it? I'm not saying that it's, I'm not trivializing it, but does it go beyond, or should it, do you think, go beyond an expression?
Well, sometimes in life we have to be a bit philosophical. It's like pouring the water from the top and we just let it cascade down slowly in time. So the result is not our decision, but we just want to make our voice count. Just like voting. You know, we vote, we don't know what the result.
And you believe that it will culminate in some sort of change down the road?
I'm sure it is like pouring water from up the hill. People
will
flow down. I just don't know what will be the results,
that's all. Oh, well, Monty, thank you very much for calling us. Monty, they're saying that it is healthy. You know what's interesting, though? It's a first step. Aren't we seeing this first step towards something, a political expression? Because you mentioned the ballot box. Mm. And what we're taught, even as children in school, is like, that is when you make your political statement, at the ballot box every 5 years.
Right.
But democracy is actually defined differently. Democracy is a continuous process. It doesn't just stop after election day and start again, you know, 5 years later on election day. And right. this is a protest. A public rally is a very fundamental part of democracy.
But when it comes to voting and the elections, I think that, you know, that's different altogether. Although related, it is different in that there is a clear result, though, at the end of the day, a measurable one.
Sometimes.
Yeah, true. Fair enough.
We've got Namal on the line. Hey, Namal, thank you for calling. What do you say? Healthy or unhealthy?
Healthy, yes.
Tell us why.
It's like our last resort to set things right. Okay? Even with clean and fair elections, there's unfortunately a lot of things that we've inherited from our British colonial masters, like boundary rigging and all the other things that goes along with parliamentary democracy, unlike in the United States, where the party in power can, you know, can manipulate many ways of staying in power. You know, there are some constituencies in Sabah and Sarawak that even has low population of even about 200 people. You know, and you have an MP representing a constituency like that, which has a seat in parliament, that becomes a bit difficult because of boundary rigging and things like that.
Yeah, but if this is the last resort to set things right, as you put it, you know, what will the impact be then?
Civil society and all other organizations have tried the very best, and even the last commission, the commission on the electoral reforms, they've put suggestions, but none of these reforms have taken place.
Right. And do you believe that it will take place now that Bursi has?
If we keep pushing and asserting our rights, the democratical rights, and the freedom to assemble is a fundamental right that's enshrined in the Constitution. So what's wrong with that?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Namal. Thank you for calling. We've got Sue on the line. Sue,
hi.
You don't just think it's healthy. You think we should have more.
For me personally, I think it's the only way to get our, you know, the public, the regular Joe's voice heard, and to get our opinions, you know, heard and out there. I think it's a very crucial time in our history in this country that, you know, we should be heard with everything that's gone on. I think it's our only platform, because if we do anything else, we'll get in the slammer, you know what I mean?
So, do you think you were heard?
Yes, but not enough. I think it'll take ages, eons for anything to change in this country. That's my true feeling. I mean, it's nice that we could go out there and, you know, say this is how we feel and everything, but for some physical change to actually take place, for policies to be implemented, that would take, I don't know if I'll see it in my lifetime.
But for you, this is a step in the right direction.
it's a step in the right direction, but I think there's too much of a viral thing that's from top to bottom, so it's very hard for any real change to take place.
Well, thank you very much, Sue. Thank you for calling. We're asking you today about public demonstrations. We're asking you if they're healthy for Malaysia, if they're healthy for democracy. The number to call is 0377109000. The number to text is 0162019000.
Yep, and I think that's exactly what we're getting at. You know, the what Sue said a little earlier, it's going to take a long time to affect any sort of change. She doesn't even believe that she's going to see it in her lifetime. The Atlantic actually wrote a piece, I think about a year ago, arguing about how street protests don't actually work. And essentially, you know, this fervent energy that you see on the ground, you always see all these aerial photos, a sea of people furiously demanding change. But this energy on the ground doesn't translate. They're saying that it's hugely disproportionate when it comes to changes to the practical results of these demonstrations.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it's also important to know whether such things actually change hearts and minds of those people who don't attend, of the people who often sit on the sidelines and just watch. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what they think. We've got Kanesan on the line. Kanesan, hi. What do you say?
I think my personal opinion is it's unhealthy.
Tell us why.
I feel that, yes, the numbers were great, but it was not great enough to make any impact on the powers to be or obviously, I believe in the powers to be will just go back to demo. Saying that, you know, this is a democratic nation, you should come and vote, and then there changes should be. But the numbers, I feel, is not big enough, and it didn't make that big of an impact, and they would just ignore it. And that's where I feel it's unhealthy and a waste of energy, in the sense that it would have been a healthy way to make change if the impact was that great that it sort of stopped economy, stopped the whole country, and then they would recognize you and see and the message that we wanted to, gathering wanted to pass
through. Kanesan, what about, just being noticed and being heard? So you say waste of energy, perhaps, and that's why you think it was unhealthy. I mean, do you think it was worth it at all, just the fact that Malaysians had a chance or a platform to be heard?
I think if you go back to the current thing that happened, it has been happening for the past few years, and I think Malaysians at large have been heard, and they have made change, and the younger generation or even the older generation have seen what we want and how we want things to change. But things are still not changing, and that's why I feel the current gathering that happened is unhealthy, or I would say a waste of energy, where everything is just quiet. I mean, everything's back to be quiet now, mm-hmm. and that's where I feel it's a waste, and I don't see the impact of it.
All right, well, thank you, Kanesan. Thank you for calling.
And he really outlines that problem, isn't it? In practice, I think, it's just really hard to find tangible, meaningful changes or to just, point it out.
So here's the question. Are we expecting too much? Mm. In the sense that, when I say expecting too much, I mean, we're not a society. After 69, we're not a society that has protested or taken to the streets very much.
Yeah.
This is a slow process. There have been four massive Bursay protests over the last 8 years, right? Mm-hmm. And what we're seeing is the numbers have slowly increased and people are becoming a little more comfortable with going out there and thinking, hey, wait, actually, it's not the end of the world. Everyone protests and they come away.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing, isn't it? So when you say, are we expecting too much, though? The expectations differ. We saw a hodgepodge of groups that had no formal affiliation with one another in a lot of instances. There was, to some, not very clear hierarchy. There is this question about whether or not a collective of ideals is focused enough.
But I don't see that as a problem, because even in the Hong Kong protests, I was there for one of the protests. It was very fascinating because there were about 30 different groups all protesting for their own thing.
Yes.
Some people were talking about pensions.
Yes.
Something about old people. And they're like, everyone was there because it was just a collective environment mm-hmm. to air their grievances.
Yes.
And it went off very peacefully. The police were moderating traffic and sending people along. Mm-hmm. It was very fascinating. But I think that's what happens eventually. The more mature these protests get, you will find more disparate groups joining and going, oh, actually, I'm here to protest this.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. So is that the ideal way to go? I mean, and does that then dilute the original message? Is the question.
I think the message here is just protest. We're discontent.
Yes.
And we each have our individual reasons why we are.
Yes.
We've got Tom on the line. Hey, Tom. Healthy or unhealthy, Tom?
Hi, guys. I think it's very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us why.
Very healthy. Number one, if you look at the current situation with our government structure, right? Look at the legislative, if you look at the executive, if you look at the judiciary.
Yeah.
All three branches are somewhat muted, right?
Yes.
And if you don't have a war, you know, the outlet, the platform, the 200-odd MPs, both opposition and ruling combined, I'm not going to get them to hear, to tell the story and to debate what we need to debate because they're all occupied with their own agenda. So that's number one, you know, when you have a muted legislative body, you need a loud voice on the ground to tell the people that we need some actions on some of the outstanding things there. Yeah? Especially, I mean, the old thing says, you know, squeaky wheels get the oil, right? So if you make enough noise, things will get moving.
Hmm.
I don't know, nice spending.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. You know, Tom has an interesting point about political inertness. I guess for a lot of the time, people, not just in our society, in many societies, kind of sit back and take it. And then they wait for an election and they don't make noise. And maybe this is a sign of an active body politic, right?
Well, Tom seems to be... you know, counting on the numbers, saying that it's a numbers game, and if we make enough noise, then things will change. You know, I don't know whether that applies to everyone, so you tell us.
We've got Riz on the line. Riz, good evening. What do you say?
For me, I think it's unhealthy.
Tell us why.
I believe that, for me, myself, I think it's a good activity to do, meaning this protest kind of events, because it does have the motive of it, but what is going on right now is a bit unhealthy, because I mean, historically, it's not been. I think from the past birthday to the current protest, mainly the people are starting to reduce because they don't believe, starting not to believe it on it anymore. And then the second one is the nature itself. I think it's a bit more joyous kind of nature rather than a very serious tone of it.
But do you think that the protest needs to reflect a serious tone?
Definitely, because you're thinking about the level of commitment that you put into this kind of protest.
Just to challenge one notion, you said actually the numbers have increased from 1 to 4. We've seen a significant increase in numbers, and you can see that just based on the photographs alone.
All right, which is why I'm going to go with my third point. I think it's there's a lot of room manipulation in terms of this kind of protest by certain parties who are basically using this kind of event to manipulate to get for the better gain of it. That's what I think.
What exactly do you mean?
What kind of manipulation are you referring to? They are using this kind of protest to show that the one who conduct this protest are basically the wrongdoers. They are not doing it in the correct way or something like that. So in a way, it's trying to show that if you're doing this protest, you are on the wrong side. That's why I say it's unhealthy, because the channel, the way, the methodism to conduct this protest is not being fully approved by the nation itself.
All right, well, thank you very much for your call, Riz. Thank you.
A little bit confused there. But,
yeah. I am a little bit as well. We're asking you today about whether the public demonstrations are healthy for Malaysia. We've got Gary on the line. Hey, Gary, thank you for waiting. What do you say?
Hi. Yeah, first of all, thank you, Ezra and Caroline, for having the show.
I sound the same.
Okay, so... I think that having this rally is very healthy, mm-hmm. okay? Solely for one reason, okay? so that we have a voice. Okay, if I do not go to a rally, okay, I don't think I have many choice to voice up. Okay, if I go online, maybe blocked by MCMC. If I say anything, that certain parties think is not right, I may get arrested due to ISA. So I believe this is will take a long time, because I think this birthday rally is asking for fair election, and anything to do with someone in power for 58 years, I think it will take a very long time, and this is only a beginning.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. We're asking you today about public demonstrations, whether they're healthy for Malaysia. The number to call, 03-7710-9000. You can text us on 016-2019-000. You can tweet us, as always, at BFM Radio. This is Talkback Thursday on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You in the car. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. It's time for Talkback. So, hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's talk back on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition. 03-7710-9000 is the number to call. You can text us on 016-2019-000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're asking you today about the impact of public demonstrations. Are they healthy for Malaysia?
So some messages that have come in. This one says, public demonstrations were never part of Malaysia, but since government leaders don't listen or do the right things to stop the sad state of affairs, we have to take to the streets to scream out our frustrations and anger, never mind the intimidation. Come what may, we're tired and angry. Another one saying, no doubt street demonstrations are the way to go when all other channels of expression are off the table. However, there's a need for precaution against the misconception that it is the only thing everyone can do. Malaysians as citizens have a lot more to do in their daily governance matters as well. Faisal says, demonstrations send strong signals of dissatisfaction and frustration. I suppose that's the least the riot can do.
But it doesn't stop there, Caroline. I mean, you know, demonstrations are one important aspect of a democracy. But, you know, we don't engage with our MPs at all. The only time we ever call our MP is when there are potholes in the roads. And they're not even the right people to call when there are potholes in the roads, mm-hmm. right? So public demonstrations are one thing. But if you want to be more politically active, and I've said this like 100 times on the show, write to your MPs, man. Bombard them with hundreds and thousands of letters saying, hey, this is what we expect from you as an MP.
Yeah, and is it about being politically active, or is it about wanting change or wanting to affect change?
Absolutely. Tengku on the line. Hey, Tengku, what do you say?
I think it's very, very healthy.
Okay. Tell us why.
It's the democracy process anyway. It is... You know, if you look at short-term results, yes, you might not see the short-term results, but you have to look at it as a long-term result. The way Upper Side fell down, the way the black and white problems, the racial problems in the U.S., these things take time. But the show, when the rest of the public can see how the crowd has grown and how many people... who are really dissatisfied, who have certain points of view, because you can't see that in the news, you cannot see that in the newspapers or things like that. But once you can see it in your eyes, with your eyes, that actually will slowly plant it in your mind, and then you're no longer afraid to be part of the people who voices the same thing. And maybe in the future, they will put that into action in the ballot box and so on. Part of a democratic process, but do not hope for short-term results. But it will sooner or later show to the rest of the people that, hey, look, what you have in your brain there are the same, but we are expressing it for you. And come on, business.
Thank you very much, Tengku. Thank you for your call.
And I think it's a good point there to remember, long-term perhaps is the way to think. There was an example, you know, for those who think I suppose public demonstrations like these don't impact change immediately or don't impact change at all. There is an example, that happened in Switzerland, where the result of a Swiss referendum on capping salaries and bonuses of bank executives was actually... the manifestation of worldwide protests and expressions.
Yeah, no. So, I mean, it's protest and expression is very important, but it's just one aspect of political engagement that the public needs to be involved in, right? Mm-hmm. And eventually, you know, it's that complete, total picture of pressure that will make the difference. We've got Martin on the line. Hey, Martin, what do you say?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. I think it's very healthy that we had it. Okay, it shows that we are maturing as an economy. As you know, the people are beginning to understand what their rights are. And if you're not happy, take to the streets. I think the organizers did a fantastic job in managing crowd control. I believe that this is the way forward. But unfortunately, the numbers don't show the dissatisfaction that in the country. You see, for 200,000 people, I'm sure there's more people who voted for opposition in the last general election.
To be fair, Martin, I think there's still a lot of fear among people to come out for things like this, fear of violence, fear of chaos.
And I don't know whether it's fair to equate those numbers directly to people who voted for the opposition.
Correct.
In the last election.
I think
clean elections are clean elections.
Yeah.
Well, if you're really unhappy with the government and you're unhappy with the administration, you would take to the streets, right? Unfortunately, the numbers don't actually show, merely for the fact that, you know, Malaysians are quite selfish. They want the benefits, but they don't want to put in the effort.
Why kudos to, I'm very impressed with the people who actually, spent the night there. I thought, you know, that showed some real gumption on their part. Thank you very much, Martin, for your call.
Yeah. I don't know. Like I said, Lily, a slight flaw in that argument. I really don't think it's fair, a fair reflection.
I think it's a process. I think we're four big demonstrations in, and I go back to what I said earlier. We're only slowly becoming comfortable with the fact that these things can happen. And all hell won't break loose. You know? Remember after the 2008 elections when the opposition made great strides? And it was at that point that many Malaysians went, oh, okay, they've made great strides and the world is still standing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the longest time, I think there was still that fear that what if there's violence in the streets? What if there's chaos? Who knows? But we're maturing as a society. I think it's a good step in the right direction.
Yeah, certainly.
We've got Armin on the line now. Oh, sorry, we've lost Armin. Do call us back, Armin. It's Talk Back Thursday, 03771 09000. We're talking to you about the impact of public demonstrations. Are public demonstrations healthy for Malaysia? We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Tweet us at BFM Radio, text 01620 19000, or talk to us on 03771 9000. Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. Talkback Thursday with Caroline and Uma. 03771 09000 is that number again. We're asking you about public demonstrations. It's been 4 days since Bursay, massive 34-hour protest, the largest in our political history to date. We're asking you whether that is a good thing, a bad thing. Is it healthy or unhealthy for Malaysia?
Casey says, in his personal opinion or observation, he believes that public demos such as Bursay are healthy for the country as a whole, because the unity of the raya is displayed in such a demonstration. We can see different races unite for a single reason. It reminds us about how Malaysia gained its independence. Security Bazinga wrote in saying, healthy or not is secondary. What matters is the after effects of the rally. What happens after the rally? Did it impact the current government? Did it make it to the eyes of the world apart from mere attendance? For the current government, it's just a rally with many people that they need to protect carefully without any violence occurring. It's just a place for people to show off their emotions. And amongst ourselves, I think the organizers have to rethink how they can improve when it comes to educating the public with regard to the current policies and laws, rather than going on road demonstrations.
All right, we've got Faisal on the line who echoes that sentiment here. Healthy but not effective. Why, Faisal?
Well, I think it is healthy. I agree with all the callers' point of view that it's showing that we are maturing. But I think if we want to be more effective, why? I would suggest, like, rather than doing a rally, why don't we do a Malaysian outing, for example? Like a one day where every single Malaysian just go on about doing their business, just wear yellow or something, and be in public. Then you have more of visibility without the fear.
Oh, I see what you mean. Calling it something else and trying to orchestrate a party of some sort.
yeah, just go about, because like for me, it's like I didn't go because due to with work and everything, the warning and everything, so I have to kind of consider. And if you go to any of the mall during the weekends outside of KL, you see a lot more people just like doing their business. So if they were to do it like a birthday outing, for example, then you have all Malaysians just wear yellow, go do a bout on it, and then just and then you can see more visibility of Malaysia, how many Malaysians around the Malaysia.
Right. An alternative method by Faisal. Thank you very much
so
for your call.
Make a stance without gathering.
I guess so. Or gather in your own space. Gather individually, but make a stand in a more subtle manner is what Faisal says. We've got James on the line. Hey, James. Healthy or unhealthy, James?
Very healthy.
Carry on. Tell us why.
Hi. Good. Before I proceed, I just want to say that the program on the Malaysian coach and on that song, The American Pie, was well researched and very illuminating. I enjoyed that program very much.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So anyway, coming back to this, I think in most developed societies, a rally is a common occurrence. So it's just a sort of way of society maturing and expressing themselves. We should discard the negative connotation that comes with it. Why are we afraid of people speaking out? You know, what's wrong with that? And this is a collective society speaking out. That's just my two cents worth. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much, James. We're asking you today about public demonstrations and whether or not they're healthy for Malaysia. The number to call is 0377 109 000. We've got Faris on the line. I'm sorry, we've lost Faris. Do call us back, Faris. In the meantime, here's Marvin. Marvin, what do you have to say? Healthy or unhealthy?
I think it's healthy.
Tell us why.
I think the voting process doesn't represent what everybody thinks. We always vote on based on, you know, race, religion, blah, 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 whatever it is. It's not the concept. It's not what we stand for. So street demonstration gives an opportunity to portray what everybody stands for. And I always believe that it should be given to the right to street protest should be given to everyone. So anyone who wants to have a street protest should be allowed under safety and safe conditions and everything for them to portray what they want to say. And this gives an open idea to the society what is everybody thinking about. Because I believe the government or the people in charge, with the system that we have, is not representing what the masses are thinking about.
Right, well, thank you very much, Marvin. Thank you so much for your call. Public demonstrations, are they healthy or not? That is the question we're asking you. Caroline, we have texts.
Some texts. This one's saying, I would support demonstrations if it were for a general cause such as Bursay 4, fighting for free and fair elections, good governance and anti-corruption. These are for the betterment of the country, its people and future generations. This one's saying, public protests will not be necessary if Aduns and MPs properly represented their constituency. If people feel the need to bypass their representative, then it's a reflection of an unhealthy democracy. So it is all, I suppose, relative. It's healthy because I believe a rally of public demonstrations takes place when freedom of speech is restricted and there isn't enough transparency. If these things are fixed, no room for rally, says Kathy. Sorry, Catherson.
Cousin, okay. We're asking you today whether you think public demonstrations are a healthy thing in Malaysia. The number to call is 0377 109 000. We've got Roslan on the line. Hey, Roslan. Oh, I'm sorry, we've lost Roslan. We seem to be dropping callers today. Please call us back. We'll push you to the top of the queue. In the meantime, we've been talking about these. I mean, a lot of people have been saying it's healthy, but they've had caveats. They've had, you know, what's next? What's the next step? What's the next course of action?
That's right.
I think people, you know, they're expecting something. They're expecting some kind of tangible outcome.
Yeah, and I mean, don't you think that there should be one? And that's exactly why, you know, we're talking about this today, the need for this conversation to progress beyond expression to actually have an impact.
I don't think there should be I don't think there needs to be a tangible outcome in that sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen protests all over the world. It's quite interesting. I don't notice, not all of them have what you call an immediate tangible outcome,
yes.
But in a lot of countries, it makes the powers that be sit up and listen. And so therefore, if they're not hearing one voice or 100 voices, they maybe will listen to 100,000 voices.
Oh, yeah, for now, sure. I mean, there are lots of notable examples, I suppose. Egypt, Tunisia, Ukraine, these protests actually contributed to overthrowing the government. But I think by and large, though, this is the thing, when you look at it in totality, how many rallies actually don't manage to create significant changes in politics or public policies.
A lot of that is an extreme reaction, mm-hmm. what we've seen in Egypt and Tunisia. But let's look at the rallies that happened in the UK and the US.
Yeah.
What it does is it creates an important discourse in politics,
agreed.
In parliament, among the leadership. And I think that is an evolutionary process rather than a revolutionary process.
Agreed. And I think, to keep it there, it's important to cut through the noise. What are we hearing about today? We're talking about water and food poisoning, for example. We're talking about cleanup bills.
Yes, that's right.
And it's important to remain focused, perhaps.
It is. I think so. We've got Aziz on the line. Aziz, what do you say? Healthy or unhealthy, Aziz?
Yeah, it's unhealthy.
Tell us why.
For me, in terms of business and tourism, it's badly affected by this.
Hmm.
Everybody got jammed and there's a lot of roadblocks everywhere, leading up to the tolls, all this. So I just want to touch on the location.
Sure.
Why does it have to be at the heart of KL? Why not be like in somewhere else, like open,
Idea is to have to bring attention.
Yeah, so I think, the idea of, just definitionally, the idea of protest is that it should be disruptive. And I think that's the primary reason why it's being held in the heart of KL.
Sure.
Tourism, it'll be interesting. I'm really hoping that people do those numbers. I would love to see how it's affected business and tourism. And I'm sure people are working on crunching those numbers.
But yeah, I think analysts generally sort of keep a running toll on how badly the economy will be hit, what tourism numbers are like during these rallies. And it certainly does have an impact.
So, Aziz, what do you think? What do you think is an alternative for people to voice? I'm sorry. I think we've lost Aziz. I was just going to ask him, how important is it to, what alternatives would he propose as opposed to street rallies if people are unhappy, for example?
And we had a very interesting proposal a little earlier from a gentleman who suggested that, you go about your everyday life, perhaps, wear a colour to show your stand.
Yes. Some people do that. They just dress in black all the time. And they're not artists either. Amin on the line. Hey, Amin, what do you say? Oh, I'm sorry, we've lost. Amin, do call us back. We'll push you to the top of the queue. We're asking you about the impact of public demonstrations today. Are public demonstrations healthy for Malaysia? We've got Thiru on the line. Hey, Thiru, what do you say?
Hey, Thiru, you want to turn your radio off for us, please?
Hello, Thiru?
I think it's healthy for the country.
Okay. Tell us
very
what.
Unhealthy for the leaders of the movement.
Okay.
You would have seen in today's papers, the leaders, most of them have been either charged in court or been threatened with jail, fine. Not a very nice thing to do to them, but that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they don't want this kind of mass protest, all they have to do is do the right thing. Taking action against people like NACC is not very healthy for the country.
Right.
And I think today's papers, the minister also said that he was supportive, apple of his eye and everything. But when the leaders were being transferred left, right, center, that's definitely unhealthy for the country.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call, Thiru, and your thoughts. We've got Lick on the line. Lick, you want something more effective than street protests. Lick, hello?
Hi.
Yes, you want something more effective than street protests.
Yes, something that takes it to the next level, something like a petition to the government whereby we can actually record the actual numbers, something.
Do you
like
think that.
That
that's more effective than, say, the Brisbane rally was?
Yes, I think it would. I mean, people can actually put their signatures and we'll actually get the number of people who are really, wanting a change in the government instead of, just a number within, just a street demonstration where we don't really know what's the actual number of people there.
Yeah. All right, like, thank you very
much. Yeah. No, thank you very much for your call. That is a good point also because, you know, with, say, a petition as an example, your goal or your demand is extremely focused.
They've done that in the past. Yeah. I mean, I believe the first Bursi and even the second Bursi, if I'm not mistaken, I think the idea was to march and hand a memorandum over to the palace.
Yeah, and I mean, even those are very long. I mean, the Animal Welfare Protection Act, I think 10, 12 years in the making before anything came through.
Yeah, exactly. It takes time and pressure, isn't it? That's how you make a good meal. Tariq on the line. Hey, Tariq, what do you say? Healthy or unhealthy?
I don't know. I do know that it actually surfaced a lot of very interesting questions that I think we should really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's unhealthy or not, I mean, let's just get this straight. We're theoretically a democracy. We're theoretically a democracy.
Technically.
Yeah, theoretically a democracy. Technically a democracy. We have elections and stuff, and protests are a part of democracy. So when people say, oh, protests aren't supposed to happen, you don't really understand what democracy is. This is one of those things that has to come with democracy. One. But the thing is, it's actually raised a whole bunch of questions that I think we need to actually talk about. Like stuff. I mean, one is, you know, is the government listening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the other one is, are we reaching out to enough Malaysians? I mean, you know what? We had 250,000 people coming into the rally for 34 hours.
And I think, you know, hold that thought, Tariq. We have to go to the news. We'll come back to you after the news. Just hold that thought. We're asking you about the impact of public demonstrations. Are public demonstrations healthy for Malaysia? 0377109000 is the number to call. This is the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk, talkback on BFM 89.9.
Good evening. Talk back Thursday on the evening edition. Caroline and Uma with you. We're taking your answers on a very important question. The impact of public demonstrations. You know, it's been 4 days since the Bursi 4 demonstration or last weekend, a 34-hour protest, the largest ever. And we're asking you whether such things are healthy. There's been a lot of debate, and we've seen it on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, in the news, in op-ed columns, and some people are calling it incredibly unhealthy. Some people are calling it very healthy and shows our maturity and a vibrant democracy. What do you think? Is it healthy or unhealthy? Before the news, we were talking to Tariq, and he hadn't finished his thought. So, Tariq, please finish your thought.
And thank you for
waiting.
Waiting.
Caroline, cut me off.
Oh, I know. I scolded him. I told him. I gave him a piece of my mind.
Timing,
don't worry.
Timing very important on radio, Tariq. You know, we have to hit the news at just the right time.
I want to narrow the scope of the question a little.
Sure.
Okay. Is it all rally or the one that happened this weekend?
So, I mean. Well, no, I think all rallies. I think if we're defining a rally, a protest, as an essential part of democracy, then everyone should be allowed a similar voice, ideally.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Whether it's healthy or not depends on the rally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, people are going to disagree on this, but a lot of people probably agree that Bursi was a good thing,
yeah.
Right? At least the people who listen to your radio station, right?
Probably,
some
yes.
do, some
probably.
Don't, from what we've heard today.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Some do, some don't. Fine. But the thing is, I mean, there are some things like, okay, you know what was the European anti-immigration rally against Muslims a good thing?
No. Exactly.
Right. Okay. So I think the intrinsic value for rallies is they're neither good nor bad; they just happen.
So that hypothesis, I suppose, is the alternative to, we express ourselves because we've no other avenue. It's sort of policy preferences then change over time and protests are a reflection of that.
I think you're going to get rallies and protests even if you have full transparency. It's just a thing people do, right? It's a thing people do. It's the sort of thing that either...
I just think it's an intrinsic part of democracy. It's just going to happen.
Well, like it or not. Well, no, actually, I agree with that point. Yeah, well, thank you very much, Tariq. And I completely agree with that point. Maybe it's not healthy or unhealthy. Maybe it just is.
Yeah.
And I guess our next evolution is accepting that fact, but that it will just happen.
Yeah, but that is the thing, isn't it? So then political protests or just protests are just a reflection of that evolution rather than one that impacts change. I mean, there's been too little data, believe it or not, with all the protests all around the world, there's been very little data to empirically study the effects of protests in the past, I think.
Well, it's very new, and also very new in our culture and society.
Well, for us.
For us is what I mean. And also, very little effort has been actually put in to study that impact. Now, though, you know, with people like PolyTweet and the Merdeka Center, with a lot more pollsters in the field, we're seeing a lot more data come out, and that's very important.
And hopefully more meaningful data moving forward.
Absolutely. We've got Bill on the line. Bill, you disagree with callers that say it's unhealthy, so I'm assuming you think it's a very good thing.
Well, you know, we have to look at it. The intentions of the Bursay, they were noble intentions, because I think we all understand the enormity of the situation in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't understand why people are disagreeing and saying it's not healthy. What is not healthy is this other group that's going around and calling for blood on the 16th of September. You know, and I'm getting WhatsApp messages all over. It's on Facebook and all sorts of
scare tactics, you know, if you will. Yeah.
Scare tactics, exactly. You know, now that's not healthy. And I don't know whether anyone is aware that yesterday the Prevention of Terrorism Act came into force.
It did. It got passed. Yes.
Yes. We talked about it yesterday.
And that would mean that those people who are responsible for the spread of those messages and the scare tactics could very well be arrested under POTA. The thing is, are the police going to do the right thing?
Well,
you know, because
that's the debate, right, Bill? Because, you know, we're not very happy with POTA anyway. So do we want the police to utilize this act in such a manner as well?
Yes, but you see, the aims of POTA, now it's
well, it's law.
Let's just say that it's the ball is now in the court of the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
This is the law you passed. Now use it against your own people because you're asking for blood. But say it was a very peaceful demonstration, you know, and the people who are saying, the numbers are dispute, you know, they're in dispute and stuff and all that. Come on, take a look at the photographs. I was there, right? And I was there. I have never in my life been with so many human beings all clamoring for the same thing. Never in my life.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Thank you so much for your call.
Sometimes rock concerts have that effect.
Actually, the last time was when I was at that Metallica concert.
All clamoring for the same thing.
All clamoring for the same
blood,
thing.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, wrong and group. Tears. You know, what's interesting about what everyone's been saying, you know, yes, Bursay was defined as a peaceful protest, mm-hmm. except for one thing. Vuvuzelas.
Oh, dear.
Can we just ban vuvuzelas
Worst
already?
Inventions ever.
We've got Lee on the line. Hey, Lee, thank you for calling. What do you say?
Okay, hey, guys. What's up?
We're very good. Healthy or unhealthy, Lee?
All right, here's my spiel. So there was a question about what can we do besides protest, right?
Well, yes. What alternatives are there if you're not happy with the idea of protest?
Well, I'm not to say I'm not unhappy. With it. I think it's rather healthy that we as society are starting to do a little bit more of it, you know.
Right.
My alternative is this. So let's say instead of protesting, instead of society protesting, society contributes. Yeah. Let me explain. So let's say there's like a scandal that maybe the government did, maybe even an MNC, whatever. Something they did something wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of society protesting, voicing their dissent, society contributes, let's say via a organized gotong royong, a huge donation contributing to society. That's what I mean. So instead of, like, you know, instead of basically complaining out loud, we are contributing
out loud
to society. Yes.
I like it. Protest in the form of gotong royong. That is the most unique proposition I've heard all evening. Thank you very much for your call.
I don't think it's that bad an idea. I mean, we need the cleanup. Bursay, it's called.
Hey, there was there was a lot of gotong royong going on in Bursay. People
were that's
keeping
true.
Those streets clean.
Lots,
I was very impressed.
Lots of volunteers.
Yes, I was very impressed. We've got Alan on the line. Hey, Alan, what do you say? Healthy or unhealthy?
very healthy.
Tell us why.
Okay, before that, I would like to say that even though I don't agree with the agenda, I think those guys want to gather on 16th of September,
mm-hmm.
they should be allowed to assemble. We
right.
must defend the right to assemble, regardless of the agenda. But
as,
anyway,
as long as it's peaceful, right?
As long as it's peaceful. Anyway, regards to the birthday, this is my third one. I've got whacked, got smoked, got blessed with all kind of waters. And so I'm saying that this is very healthy. I mean, two reasons. One, people are not afraid of the government anymore. So, number two is that this time around, birthday four, yesterday's leaders, tomorrow's leaders, I mean, were on the street. The young were there. They have taken ownership of the problem that they had.
Mm-hmm.
They decided that they're going to show up. They did. They made their opinion known and they went back peacefully. And the vuvuzela is a must.
The vuvuzela is a must. Really?
We can do without the vuvuzela,
no.
man. At least we can agree on that.
No. Oh, those horrible things.
Thank you,
I can't
Alan.
Believe you
Thank
said
you so much for your call.
Vuvuzelas are a must. Can you believe it?
Oh. That is the
most incredible thing I've heard all evening.
The worst gift Africa has given us is the vuvuzela. Zainab on the line. Hey, Zainab, what do you say?
Hi.
Healthy or unhealthy?
Not the vuvuzela.
Unhealthy. I know the whole reason why this has been done. It's just that I think the execution, the organizers, of course, have very good intentions for this. And I understand everybody's, you know, like, objective. But, you know, when people get together, emotions tend to run high, and then suddenly you've got all these postings on Facebook that show really rude stuff and all that. I'm not on anybody's side, actually. I do have my I'm not going to disclose it, lah. But when I see all these things, it gives me an impression, until I even had a friend calling me up. She was part of Bursay, and she actually apologized to me. She said, I'm so sorry, you know, I didn't apologize on behalf of those troublemakers, lah. You know. So I think maybe if there is some kind of filtering process or warning, or I'm sure there must have been rules and regulations put out. Just that
I think there was.
I'm pretty sure. But when people are so, you know, like bersemangat to go all out, and then they forget themselves. But having said that, some of them actually came with banners and buntings from home. So it was something intentionally wanting to be nasty. So, you know, I don't know how the next one, if the organizers could be, you know, a little bit more. I know it's hard, but, you know, that's just the way I see it. Because it's a good intention, but I think a few people made it really unhealthy.
Thank you very much for your call, Zainab. Thank you. We're asking you today about the impact of public demonstrations. We're asking you whether they're healthy or unhealthy for Malaysia. 03771 09000 is the number to call. 016 201 9000 is the number to text. More Talk Back Thursday in just a little while. BFM 89.9.
Tweet us at BFM Radio. Text 016 201 9000 or talk to us on 03771 9000. Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Good evening, Caroline and Uma with you. Talkback Thursday on the evening edition. We've got Sam on the line. We're asking people whether public demonstrations are healthy or unhealthy for Malaysia. What do you say? Sam? Sam? Nope, I'm sorry, we've lost Sam. Sorry about that, Sam. In the meantime, however, we've got Amin on the line. We've lost Amin as well. We're asking you folks about public demonstrations. Are they healthy or unhealthy? This, of course, is based off of Bursay 4 that just took place this weekend. Peacefully, no tear gas and water cannons. I, for one, was very happy with that. Afiq on the line. Hey, Afiq, what do you say? Healthy or unhealthy?
Yeah, I think it's very healthy.
Tell us why.
Yeah, because I believe that the public has the right to voice out their opinion, and I believe that most of them are really unhappy about the fact of 1MDB, you know?
Yeah, would you like to?
So I guess like we have the right, you know, to voice out all the negative things that is going on, and obviously it's affecting the currency, even the international financial institution, I think so. So I guess, like, if it were me, I would say that it's very healthy.
Well, thank you very much for your call, Afiq. Good evening. We're asking you today about public demonstrations. We've had a whole bunch of calls so far. The healthies have outnumbered the unhealthies by quite a large number. But we've got Helmi on the line who says it's unhealthy. Helmi, why is it unhealthy?
Yeah, for me, it's totally unhealthy. There is no country in the world would like to have demonstration to be held in their country. Nobody loves that. But for me, is this the impression that we have to show. Sometimes we have to do some unhealthy thing that people will look at us that this is really serious. Or else people won't do the unhealthy thing, you know, in a big group, such a big group. So for me, it's unhealthy thing, but it has to be done in certain circumstances.
Oh, okay. I see your point. So actually, you're saying it's unhealthy but essential.
Yes, it's essential because once up to a certain level that the voice is not being heard, then it has to be done.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your call, Helmi. We've got Imran on the line. Hey, Imran, what do you say?
Hi. I would like to say that the rally should be done, and it is very healthy.
Imran, could you turn down your radio?
Turn off your radio.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah, sorry, you were saying.
The rally should be done, and it is very healthy. And we can see that the rally improved from birthday 1 up to birthday 4. And however, a little bit of improvement should be made regarding, I believe, it could be much better if the rally is non-political.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I mean, so that no political leader from each party to come or to be the center of the rally.
No hijacking the agenda.
Yes, just for the riot. It's supposed to be for the riot to comment on the current leadership.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Imran. Thank you for your call.
I'm going to read out some messages. Aslan says, I think it's healthy when the situation is dire and the business as usual response is no longer acceptable. The demonstration serves as a wake-up call to the government and their response will be a crucial factor to the future of the Rakyat cause and effect. Yvonne says, attending a rally is useless if you're not a registered voter. Please register. It's free. It's your civic obligation, civil duty.
Hear.
Jane says, street protests allow us to express ourselves, especially when we see public institutions of check and balance being muted. Another one says, these demonstrations are held for a cause. It's good for Malaysia and it serves as a reminder to the government of the day that that it is there to serve people. However, in terms of the way it reflects the image of Malaysia, it's not healthy as tourists and outsiders may not want to travel to Malaysia due to the perception of instability, whether or not it's political. And I suppose that is a fact that there is, always that impact.
It is a fact, but however, we've seen Thailand kind of overturn that perception. It hasn't stopped tourists.
Well, it has recently. So the last report coming out last week said that it has marginally.
A tiny bit.
Shiv says it's very healthy, these demonstrations. It's a reflection of maturing community. Tangible change starts with an idea. And finally, this one that says, if you think about it, Talk Back Thursday is just another public rally.
Well, we're not trying to promote that in any way or form. No colours on Talk Back Thursday. No. We're not declared illegal yet.
No.
Thank you so much for your phone calls, your texts, your tweets. We've been talking about public rallies and whether or not they're healthy. Keep the conversation going on Twitter. We are at BFM Radio. This is Talk Back Thursday on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.